Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to His Blossoming Daughters podcast. If you are new to the podcast, please follow us on Apple, Spotify, and all other podcasting platforms. Thank you so much for listening in. Today's podcast, we're going to talk about why you need a foundation before starting your blossoming journey. And also, why Jesus is that foundation. Go get your Bibles, go get your journal, go get your pen, and let's jump into the episode. Today we're going to read the scripture Matthew 7:24-27, and I am reading from the English Standard Version. And it says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Amen. The meaning of this scripture in Matthew 7:24-27 is a parable about two builders, one wise, one foolish, who built their houses on different foundations. Now, the wise builder constructed his house on a rock, while the foolish builder, he constructed his house on sand. When a storm came, the house built on a rock stands firm, while the house on the sand collapses. Now, the storm represents life's challenges, trials and tribulations, struggles, things that you go through in your life, right? So this parable illustrates the importance of building one's life on the teachings of Jesus, which provide a solid foundation that can withstand adversity. So let's break this down, because I really want you guys to understand the message today. Okay? Now, the wise man is someone who hears the word and obeys instruction. This is someone who takes the word of God and applies it to their lives daily. But doing this creates a firm and a solid foundation, which will help you to withstand the storms of life and the trials and the tribulations of the world. Now let's break down the foolish builder. Okay? This is for those who hear God's word, but do not act on it, and they don't live by it. These are the people who just choose not to apply God's word to their lives. But this is foolish because it creates an unstable foundation, just like the sand, in which when a storm comes into your life, you aren't able to withstand those storms. What are the storms of life? The financial struggles, childhood traumas, heartbreaks, failed relationships, spiritual warfare. These are the trials and tribulations that we go through on a daily basis. Now, the parable is basically telling us, build your life on a solid foundation, which is Jesus. Daily, we should be taking God's word and living it out and applying the teachings of Christ to our lives, so that we can withstand anything that will come our way. So why is it important for your blossoming season? It's important because you need a solid foundation to become the woman God created you to be. In order to get to that woman, you may have to deal with some childhood traumas. You may have to deal with some emotional traumas. Maybe you might have to deal with some mother or father wounds. Yeah, you're going to have to deal with something. And let me tell you, it will hurt. It will pierce at your heart, but having a solid foundation in Christ will help you to get through it. On the other hand, you may have to fight through some things like generational curses, bloodline wickedness, sins, and spiritual battles. You may be the first person in your family to become a Christian. And let me tell you, the warfare will get heavy. But when you have a solid foundation in Christ, this will help you to withstand those spiritual battles. Jesus is my rock. He is my solid foundation. He is. And because of him, I have been able to overcome many trials and tribulations from my childhood, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And now when I'm facing warfare, I know exactly what to do. I know how to pray. I know how to fast. I know how to handle it because I read his word often. I connect myself to him day to day with he is the source, and he helps me to withstand the storms. If you have not yet received Christ in your life, I want to tell you it's the best thing you can do. It's the best decision you can ever make in your life. If you're tired of fighting these battles alone, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the way. He will give you peace. He will give you joy. He will give you love. He will be the father that you never had. He will be the friend that you never had. I want to give you an opportunity to receive Christ. If you would like to receive Christ, just repeat after me. Okay? This is the sinner's prayer, and it says, Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer, asking for forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth, and I believe with my heart that Jesus is your Son, and that he died on the cross at Calvary, that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and I ask you right now to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and will worship you all the days of my life because word is truth. I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I would like to thank you all for taking your time to listen to this episode. Please follow us on Apple, Spotify, and all other podcasting platforms. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star review and check us out on Instagram at His Blossoming Daughters. Okay? I also have a special announcement. We have launched our Facebook group. Yay! His Blossoming Daughters has a Facebook group. And if you would like to be a part of that Facebook group, just go to Facebook and type in His Blossoming Daughters, and we will surely pop up. Okay? Come be a part of the community. Let's love on each other and let's all grow in Christ, finding our purpose, finding our calling, and becoming the women of God that he has created us to be. Okay? I love you all. I have something special coming up very, very soon. So please follow us on all the platforms and get notified because I have special things coming up. Okay? Thank you so much. I love you all. Jesus loves you more. And we are the salt and the light of this earth. All right. Bye.